Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five.
All right, today I'm with Costa Perrick. We're in beautiful Chicago. Costa, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
We're at BAI Beacon. I got to say, Mateo's done an incredible job, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The FTS, the Fintech Stage is really a good series with plenty of good speakers. So.
Yeah. Well, it's not like he doesn't have the experience. I mean, you know, going back to what you did with InnaTribe and the team there.
Yeah, exactly. It's building upon that. But I think he has the knack of really getting the right subjects and the right people at the right moment. So it's really good. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, my first comment was the very first three speakers on the Fintech Stage are all from Europe.
Yeah, I saw your tweet on that. Yeah, interesting.
It's about time, right? Now we just need some folks from Asia, maybe South America.
Africa.
Yeah, that's when we're really, I think, making progress.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your role at the Gates Foundation, what it is you do.
Yeah, so I basically, I'm in charge of what we call the Level 1 project, which is about rolling out digital payment platforms to connect 2 billion people on the planet who are unbanked, as we say, to connect them to adequate, fast, scalable, and cheap digital payment platform.
So that's one of the Gates Foundation's goals, right? I think it was by 2030, right?
By 2030, we hope to get 80% of these 2 billion people connected.
Yeah, I said 30, which would be great because that would give you what, 10,000 years? Yeah, so I think 2030. But even that, I mean, is that achievable?
Again, nobody can predict the future, but we can look at recent things that happened. Like I mentioned this morning, in the notion, in the context of digital identity and the Aadhaar system in India, they have basically connected 1 billion people to a digital identity mechanism in a relatively short time. So that's possible. I mean, Facebook, how long did it take for them to build the first 500 million? Not so much, like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you look at the penetration WeChat has, yeah. Right? I mean.
So yeah, I think this notion of digital platforms have the capacity to hugely scale very fast. So to answer your question, I certainly do believe we can do it.
Yeah, and I think it, you know, as you talk about constantly and you champion that idea of opening up the concept of banking to improve people's lives.
That's right. So it's really, we know from at the Gates Foundation, the one thing we also do quite well is actually substantiating our claims with hard data. And we know for a fact that connecting the unbanked people, the bottom of the pyramid, actually improves their chance of getting out of poverty and staying there. So yes, we know that.
You know, I mean, one thing I find amazing about the Gates Foundation and the work you do, I don't think people realize how thin you run. This isn't 10,000 people running around.
No. Well, my team is actually five.
Five people. Yes. So I got to stop for a second. Five people to bring the concept of banking to a billion people, yeah, within the next, 12, 13 years.
Right. So, but, you know, it's all about creating the movement. The Level 1 project is really about a movement that we are working to build with the banks, with non-banks, with governments. So it's a collaborative endeavor in a sense.
Yeah, so anyone who throws out that excuse of we can't do it or it's too audacious of a goal, I'm going to say it again. Five people trying to drive change to bring banking to a billion.
2 billion. People.
2 billion. Oh, okay. So let's just raise the stakes a little more. We'll just double it. Unbelievable. All right, so we're actually running close on time because it's a 5-minute interview. Yeah. So we're going to do what we call rapid fire. I'm going to ask you a question just right off the top of your head. It can be from anywhere, okay? No wrong answers. Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in my home country where I was born, Yugoslavia, now Serbia, in Belgrade. But my teens, I've spent in Africa, actually, in Burundi, on the shore of the Lake Tanganyika. So I spent almost 8 years there.
I grew up in Cleveland, all right, or Detroit. So you went. I was born in Cleveland, went to Detroit. Well, how did you get to Africa? What was the...
My father is a geophysicist, and he worked for the United Nations as an expert. So we followed, my mother and I. And
I love doing this interview series because it makes my life seem so boring.
Well, you know, I think there is no boring place, actually, on the planet. It's really us who make it exciting.
Well, now I understand your love for Africa, and I kind of wondered where that came from.
So I actually have roots in Africa, so yeah.
I love that. All right, well, Kasa, where can we learn more about what you're doing at the Gates Foundation?
Of course, gatesfoundation.org. I should mention what we do, financial services, financial inclusion is one among many other things that the foundation does. But if you want to know more about what we just discussed, I also would point you to level1project.org.
And I tell you, go get his book too. It's The Castle in the Sandbox, right?
That's
I say
right.
It right? I love that book. The title is fantastic, and the cover is actually one of my favorites too. Kasa, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.